Welcome to the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs from the Rambam. And today, the 36th installment of Sefer HaMitzvahs, we will not have an actual section from Sefer HaMitzvahs. Since our schedule was set up to correspond to that in the Rambam's legal code, Mishneh Torah, today's portion involves the prayer service as listed in the Rambam's legal code, where he gives the actual text of many of the prayers. Today there are a great number of prayers which are discussed, and it is impossible to actually give the Rambam's text for all of these prayers. Therefore, we will merely list and give a brief discussion to most of the prayers that Rambam discusses in today's portion, and in a number of places give reference to where they are found in the prayer book. For page numbers, we will refer to the English version of Tehillat Hashem published by the Kohos Publication Society. First, the Rambam discusses the laws of the silent prayer, the Amida. As he discusses earlier in his legal code, although it is known as the Shmona Esrei, in name of the 18 brachas, the 18 blessings, there are actually 19, since one was added on later on in order to counteract the effects of those heretics who were threatening the stability of the Jewish people. The Rambam briefly lists the order of all of these blessings. And although there are many variations, they are basically set up identically in accordance with the original establishment of the Anshei Knesset HaGdela, the men of the Great Assembly. These blessings can be found in pages 50 through 60 of the Siddur. In the second blessing, there is a variation according to the time of year. When it is in the winter months, when rain is needed in the land of Israel, mention is made of that. Whereas in the summer, a mention is made of the necessity of dew. So too in the ninth blessing, there's a special prayer added for rain. And in the Rambam's text, there is an especially long text which is added in, although in our prayer books it is only a mere mention of the desire for rain. The Rambam now deals with the various additions which happen more rarely in the calendar for different other events. For example, on the conclusion of the Sabbath or Yom Tov or Yom Kippur, we say Atahiv Dalta in the fourth blessing to constitute a Havdalah, a separation between the holiday and the weekdays. So too in the blessing Ritzeh, on the first day of the month Rosh Chodesh, or in the midst of the festival, we have the prayer Ya'aleh V'yaveh to correspond to the particular holiday or Rosh Chodesh. On a fast day, in the blessing Shmeya Tefillah, we say Anenu, that Hashem should listen and answer our prayers on this fast day. And the one who is leading the prayer service, the Shliach Tzibur, actually has a separate blessing, a completely separate blessing for this Anenu. On the 9th of Av, the blessing to rebuild Jerusalem, Bnei Yerushalayim, is changed. We say Rambam lists his blessing beginning with Rachim, or as we say, and saying only in an afternoon service, Nachim. So too on Purim and Chanukah, we add on Al Hanisim in the blessing Meidim Anachnu Loch. The Rambam describes the Kedusha, the sanctification of God, said in the third blessing, and mentions that on the 10 days of repentance, we conclude this third blessing, HaMelech HaKodesh. The Rambam then goes into discussion of the Kaddish and the various forms of Kaddish, such as Kaddish Derabbanan, which is said after Torah study. The Rambam, interestingly enough, adds on V'yatzmach Perkone V'korav Mashiche, a prayer for the coming of Mashiach, and adds on something not in our Siddur, V'yafrikame, that Hashem should release our people. He stresses the importance of saying Amen Yeheshmei Rabbah, and says that our sages were careful to do so with all of their power. The Rambam then discusses the Tachnun, the penitential prayer said after the silent prayer, and with the Nefilah Sapayim literally falling down on the floor, as the custom used to be literally to lie down on the floor. Then certain verses are said after lifting up one's head while still on the floor, basically those verses we have on page 68 of the Siddur. Then included in this category, the Rambam quotes different sayings beginning with Hashem Elokei Avram, which we have in the middle of the Uvolat Tzion on page 33. Then the Rambam says that the custom is to say the song of the day, and corresponding to that which the Levites said in the temple, which we have on pages 76 through 79 in the Siddur. The Rambam adds that people then said, L'dovid, Eilech Hashem Nafshi Esa, which we have in our Siddur earlier as our daily Tachnun on page 62. The Rambam then lists Omer Rabbe Lozer, Omer Rabbe Chanina on page 83, then Ein Kelokeinu on page 81. This is all for the daily service. For the rest of today's portion, the Rambam discusses the various variations in the holiday prayer service. The general of the prayers of the silent prayer is as follows. There are three introductory blessings, concluding with Akel HaKodesh, and there are three concluding blessings, from Ratzeh until HaMavarech HaSama Yisrael Basholim. Basically, all prayer services of the year have these three introductory and three concluding blessings. And the primary variation is in the middle blessings. During the week, we have a total of 19. In addition to the three at the beginning and three at the end, we have 13 in the middle. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, says the Rambam, we have one in the middle, as well as in the Musaf service for Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, the intermediate days of the festival. The prayers, incidentally, were made generally to correspond to the sacrifices. Therefore, we have the morning prayer corresponding to the morning Tamid sacrifice, the afternoon prayer for the second Tamid sacrifice, the Musaf prayers on those days when a Musaf sacrifice was brought, and the evening service corresponding to the burning of the various parts of the offerings, which could take place even during the night. And the Musaf service of Rosh Hashanah, as well as that on Yom Kippur of a Jubilee year, the 50th year of a cycle, the middle portion of the Musaf offering was not one blessing, but rather three separate blessings, as the Rambam will soon discuss, giving a total of 9 blessings. The Rambam then gives the text for these middle blessings, beginning with the Shabbos, with a separate version for the middle blessing for the morning, afternoon, and evening services, as well as for the Musaf service. So too for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, the Rambam gives this blessing, which begins Rosh Chodeshim, and says that when the Rosh Chodesh falls on the Sabbath, there is a special middle blessing beginning Atta Yitzarta. So too the Rambam gives the middle blessing for the festivals, beginning with that for Passover, Atta V'chartanu, as well as the Musaf prayer for Pesach. And for the other holidays, Shavuos and Sukkot, and also Shmini Atzeres, the same prayer applies, but with minor variations, adjusting the prayer to that particular holiday instead of Passover. Additional variations are made when this holiday falls out on Shabbos, as well as when Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur fall out on Shabbos, with these individual additions made for in the prayer itself. Before discussing Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the Rambam then discussed the 10 days of repentance in general, the 10 days between and including Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The Rambam discusses the custom to say various phrases, such as Zachreinu and so on, in the various blessings of the silent prayer. And in the Ne'ilah, the conclusion service of Yom Kippur, instead of the word that we should be written in, the word is used Chosmeinu, we should be sealed in. However, in other places the Rambam says there is no custom to add these particular verses. It is a generally accepted custom, however, that the third blessing on the Rosh Hashanah is a longer blessing than normal. And the Rambam gives the text of this third blessing, which is said in many places on Yom Kippur as well, for all 5 of the services. And this is our custom to have this long third blessing, the Tein Pachtecha, and so on, in Rosh Hashanah and on Yom Kippur, as can be found on page 271 and 272 of the Siddur. The Rambam then gives the intermediate blessing for the Rosh Hashanah prayers and goes on. This applies for the morning, afternoon, and evening services of Rosh Hashanah, and then discusses the unique Musaf prayer of Rosh Hashanah, which, as we mentioned before, has 3 blessings instead of only 1 in its intermediate section. The 3 blessings are Malchies, regarding the dominion of Hashem, which can be seen in our Siddur on page 283 through 288. The second one of these 3 are Zichreines, indicating remembrance of the Jewish people, on pages 288 through 291. And finally, Shefres, referring to various cases of the blowing of the ram's horn, on page 291 through 293. In his discussion of the prayers on Yom Kippur, the Rambam gives the text for the one middle blessing on Yom Kippur, which applies for the morning, afternoon, evening, and the Ela services. There is a separate blessing for the Musaf service in Yom Kippur for that middle blessing. In all of the Musaf prayers, says the Rambam, the specific sacrifices which were brought for the Musaf are mentioned individually in each of the prayer services. And after mentioning them generally, the Rambam does not list them. The Rambam concludes with the Vidui, with the confession which takes place on Yom Kippur. And he lists the Al-Chet, the listing of the various sins on the order of the Aleph base. In the Rambam's list, there is one for each letter of the Aleph base, whereas in our text, we have two for each letter of the Aleph base, as can be seen on pages 302 through 304 in the Siddur. Then are listed all of the sins, which would involve, at the times of the temple, the offering of a certain sacrifice, as we can also see on page 304, and then a list of the various types of punishments, which would be associated with various types of sins, also on the same page. This confession, the Rambam says, is described, is said in the evening, morning, Musaf, and Mincha services on Yom Kippur. An individual says it at the end of his silent prayer, whereas the Shliach Tzibur, the one who leads the prayers out loud, says it in the middle of his prayer. A longer and more detailed confession is described by the Rambam in the Ne'ilah service, as can be seen in our Siddur on pages 322 through 325. For the letter Yud in the Al-Chet, the Rambam lists Al-Chet shechatanu lefanecha b'yetzer hara, on the sin that we sin before you with our evil inclination. It is asked in Chassidus, how can there be such an Al-Chet? All sins come from the evil inclination, from the Yetzer Hara. Why should we distinguish and single out for a specific category of sins which came from the evil inclination, if in reality the evil inclination is the source of all sins? It is explained in Chassidus, however, that there are certain type of sins that even the Yetzer Hara, even the evil inclination, would never dream that a Jew would participate in. Even the aspirations of the Yetzer Hara are limited ones. There are some things it would never dream it could accomplish. And a Jew, nevertheless, has free choice not only to do the most complete good, but the worst bad, even beyond what his Yetzer Hara would imagine. And this is called sinning against the Yetzer Hara. The person has sinned against his evil inclination. Even the evil inclination wouldn't want to do such a terrible thing. And therefore we have a special Al-Chet, not only like all the other sins which had their cause in the evil inclination, but for the sin that we sinned against our inclination, against our Yetzer Hara. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer HaMitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor a shiur, contact Sichus in English at 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow when we will conclude the Rambam's text of the prayer service and go on to the next mitzvah, positive commandment, number 154, the law of Shabbos.